I finally managed to get a quiet spot here at Atlanta Airport. I'm on the way to Brazil to speak at two conferences organised by the Puritan Project. Now, that's not associated with Puritan Reformed Seminary, but there are many in Brazil who are very anxious to reform the church in Brazil and to restore the Puritan and Reformed biblical teaching and practice to the church in Brazil. And so they organise these two summer conferences every year. One of them is at the mouth of the Amazon and one of them is on the coast. They're back to back and it's the same addresses to different groups at each conference. I've been asked to speak on the covenants of the Bible. I'm going to start by speaking on the covenant of works, then wages, Genesis 1-2. And then the covenant of grace, then gratitude, Genesis 3 to the end of the world. We're going to look at the covenant of grace, then gratitude, especially as it's revealed in the covenant of the defeated serpent, Genesis 3, in the covenant of the unstrung bow, Genesis 8-9, in the covenant of the double-edged knife, Genesis 15-17, in the covenant of lamb, then law, Exodus 19-20, and then the covenant of the everlasting crown, 2 Samuel 7. Then we're going to look at the prophecy of Jeremiah of a new covenant, and as it's fulfilled in the New Testament. Of course, this isn't a brand new covenant. It's just another, a fuller revelation of the covenant of grace, then gratitude, progressively revealed in these Old Testament covenants and then climactically revealed in the person and work of Jesus Christ. And by the way, we're very grateful to people who have offered help in response to the appeal last week for making the film about covenant theology. We now have some people prepared to speak about their discovery of covenant theology, but we'd really, really like a female or two, like some people to speak who are not academics. It's not going to be a difficult question, doesn't need to be perfect, but if you were prepared to speak in a very informal, relaxed way about your love of covenant theology, and we would be really glad to hear from you. Again, the email address is david, prts@gmail.com.